This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Makes a stiff drink, will you?
We don't do no good with liquor, sir.
Rooster juice, that's what we need to have. Yeah. 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Do turkeys need roosters? Important topic for those of you who don't know what's going on the farm.
What?
Do turkeys need roosters? Chickens need roosters. Do turkeys need them too?
They have a Tom turkey,
ah,
right?
Richie!
And that was
Kenny,
just
aren't you impressed? Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden.
I'm very
down on the farm. He knows about Tom turkey.
Tom turkey.
Tom turkey.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Well, where it happened to the, we got that gobble stuff. All right, so farm news here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Here's your hard-hitting news of the day, folks. This is just what you tuned in for already.
Yeah,
everybody,
well,
pay attention.
Everybody knows what happened in Ferguson. They all know what.
Ferguson was on fire.
I do have one.
What's going on in the farm?
There's a hard news story coming up, Richie. Stand by for a hard news story.
Don't go away.
Or perhaps a hard-boiled egg. One or the other, I'm not sure. Jack Stockwell talking about eating well and the effects of text necking in the next half hour. Those of you who are
necking while you're texting?
Well, listen, you have to wait and see, Rich. I'm not going to give it all away. There's a problem with a rooster. I started to talk about this. I couldn't let this go without us actually really getting into the meat of it all. You get it?
You're funny, Doug Steffen.
You're very funny.
You're a funny man.
Richie is laughing. Oh, that's good. Kenny's got a good one there. Okay, anyway, this rooster has a problem. His crowing has given him away, in a manner of speaking. His owners in Cornelius, Oregon, have been dinged 6 times in the past, I guess, 5 or 6 months, because the rooster is violating a city ordinance. Excuse me. At a hearing scheduled for tomorrow, Dan and Megan Keller could be fined $3,000. Megan Kelly says that she thought that she was buying 2 females. how many times has that ruse been pulled on people that don't know anything about it? The city folks who can't tell a rooster from a chicken. Hello. It's not where you think it is either, by the way. You don't tell a rooster from a chicken by looking there.
Really?
No. You look at their, around their beak, what they have around their beak.
The little gobble-gobble underneath
give
there.
Give them away.
Right.
Yes, right, exactly. Anyway, so she bought these 2 females, supposedly, for her granddaughters to show in a 4-H project. But there was a mix-up, supposedly, and then Mr. Rooster actually grew up. Ms. Keller said, though, that the birds had arrived during a tough patch in her life, and they brought her a lot of comfort. It doesn't make any difference now because she's making a lot of noise. And the city says, if you don't get rid of them, I'm going to have the city manager fine you $3,000. Hooey hooey. Okay, so that's the news from down on the farm, Richie, except there's one serious bit of news here.
Well,
last week, let me just finish this,
okay,
and then you jump in. There was the announcement the president was going to deal with undocumented immigrants. And one of the things that he said was that it would benefit the agriculture industry. Did you see that or read it? Would be good for farms.
Of course.
However,
right? Yeah.
The farm groups, to each one of them, including the National Council of Agricultural Employers, the National Farmers Union, the National Farm Bureau, all of them and all of the other workforce groups that deal with agriculture say that this is not something that is good for agriculture. And for any number of, like, 70 different reasons that they list. But What I find is that in my experience dealing as an agrarian with these various organizations, I've never seen them agree on anything. All of them agree on one thing before, ever. And so I went through a list of some of them. American Horticultural Society, Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, National Council of Agricultural Employers, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, National Milk Producers Association, USA Farmers, USA Apple Association, United Fresh Produce Association, Western Growers Association, Western United Dairymen, blah, 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 blah. And they all say the same thing. They issued a statement after the address saying that this way, as the president explained, it doesn't fix the farmers' problems with the labor shortage. And that was one of the excuses. The biggest problem, we lose millions of dollars in fruit and vegetable production every year because we can't find labor to harvest things. And do you know what the real problem is that it hasn't been addressed? And I've said this before. I've had it the same. My little family dairy farm that I have, with now I'm down to really three core employees, where I had, I don't know, half a dozen a year or so ago. We've had to cut the operation down because I can't find anybody to work. I've got one fellow who is a Marine who's excellent, doesn't know anything about farming, but he's learning. I've got a fellow who is a neighbor who started volunteering on the farm, and now he's the manager of feeding and cleaning and that sort of thing, and he does a great job. And we have one milker and a part-time milker. That's it. That's all we have. And, Richard, you remember when we had all of these people all over the place? Can't find them? So in order to make it all work, I've sold almost 100 cows this year because we don't have anybody to take care of them. So I'm doing what most farmers are doing. We are constricting the family farmer is reducing the workload because we don't have people to do the work. The big farmers, they're just hiring people left and right, whoever they can get, and very few. You can, and anybody who's a dairy farmer knows that I'm telling you is the truth. You can go into any farm situation pretty much across the country and be hard-pressed to find a person milking a cow that can speak English. Whether it's a big farm or a small farm, unless it's the family itself doing the work. If it's a family farm and the kids have all gone out on their own, they don't want to work on the farm anymore, guaranteed the people who are milking are not able to speak English. That's just the way it is. But the people that go working on these farms are still afraid of the government because they come in sort of willing. They go to the big farms. They go to the smaller farms because the smaller farms, frankly, don't pose the same problem. But the reason I brought this up is because the executive order is supposed to fix all of this, and the farm people across the board say, no, it'll do just the opposite. So I just thought that was worth a mention. Was it worth a mention, Richie? Did you find that was important for you to know?
You know, it's always interesting to hear what's going down on the farm and how you manage the farm. And because what happens, you are a microcosm of what family farmers are doing all around the country.
Yep, that's exactly
and
right.
And many of us don't get to see or hear or know what is happening. So, I get to hear it a lot. So it's, you know, for me.
Yeah. You know. Thank you, Richie.
But in general.
Yeah. All right.
So while you were down on the farm
I was down on the farm for a minute, yes.
I had told you in recent months I was thinking about getting a chicken. I have a quarter acre lot in a community of houses.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It'd be cool to have a chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And have, you know, get free eggs, natural eggs that you know where they
come
from.
One chicken is not going to help you out much there, is he?
Well, so I get two. Okay.
You got two. Okay.
So I went to my Fairfax County, Virginia government website.
Oh, no. You went to the government to see if you could have one?
Well, whether I actually let them know about it.
Exactly.
And, of course, you need to get a permit to have a chicken if you have less than 2 acres in Fairfax County. How much do you think that permit costs? Take a wild guess.
How much the permit cost to keep the chickens?
For me to have a chicken on less than 2 acres in Fairfax County, Virginia, what is the fee that you have to pay the government? Keep going.
$250.
Keep going.
No.
Double it.
$500?
$435.
To keep one chicken?
To keep a chicken.
Man, I'll tell you, that doesn't show you what's screwy.
Not done there.
Government is screwed up?
Let me see. If you are near a stream, which I am, a creek mm-hmm. backs up to my house, I have to take soil samples to the laboratory and have them checked to make sure that there's no runoff.
Yeah. Good, Rich.
For larger quantities of composted waste, the materials should be analyzed in a laboratory and applied according to the recommendations from the soil test analysis based on vegetation type to keep excess fertilizers out of runoff and streams.
Oh, my God. There's the EPA for you at work. Yep. Thank you, government.
So my chickens are going to be illegal aliens.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Get them anyway.
I'm not going to let the government know about my chickens.
See, aren't you glad I brought this up?
Chickens out of the shed.
Come and catch me, coppers.
Aren't you glad that I brought this up? Do you feel better now?
I'm going to get chickens, man.
I'm glad you are.
With the government's permission
or not. I'll encourage you. I've got now...
And anybody out there listening right now, don't say anything.
I think we've got about 40 chickens on the farm now. I never wanted chickens because they're stupid. But
I want the eggs.
Joe Dignan's wife is devoted to chickens. They have some on their farm, and he's now become, he was the fellow I was talking about, the manager of the operations here. So she was determined because people come into the store, and they want eggs. Eggs.
Yeah.
What about fresh
eggs?
People want
natural eggs.
And I will tell you something. We get a couple of dozen eggs out of these chickens a day this time of year, and they aren't in the store, literally, they aren't in the store an hour.
That's what people want.
And they're gone. We buy dozens and dozens and dozens of eggs from other farmers around. People come in as soon as they find out they're local eggs. Gonzo!
Yeah.
We can't keep them in the store. Cannot keep eggs, fresh eggs, in the store. So, Richie, you might start something there. Maybe you could start a little business.
Well.
Isn't there a cemetery in your backyard?
Well, we live on civil ground, civil war grounds, so okay. I'm sure there's some dead bodies back there somewhere.
Here's my suggestion. There's a little, it's kind of like a 12 yard by 12 yard device that is a sort of a fence, and you can put the chickens in there and just move it around the lawn.
No, I'm looking at one.
Yeah.
They're going on the county website. Yeah.
That's what we do with them. We have them inside laying, but we have also an outside area, and so we just move around in there. That's a perfect.
Yeah, it looks like a doghouse with like a fenced in
run. It's just not a roof on it. It's open. But that's there it is. There's the Richie's going to be.
I'm all over this.
A chicken baron.
All right, so everybody keep your mouths shut.
Chicken man. He's everywhere.
That's right.
18 after on Good Day.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. Planning a holiday party can be stressful. Lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with the following brands to help create some go-to party solutions. Justine, what are some of your holiday party ideas this year?
Let's start with the drinks. I like the new SodaStream Play. It's a home carbonation system that's quick and easy. It eliminates all the mess and fuss of cans and bottles, and it helps keep your guests hydrated the healthy way. It's really water made exciting. When it comes to dessert, you want something for the whole family. Try Dreyer's and Edie's limited edition holiday flavors, Peppermint Wonderland, and a Very Merry Eggnog. Check out their new Pinterest page to find tons of fun recipes like peppermint bark ice cream treats. Playing your favorite holiday music is a must. Check out these Heos by Denon wireless multi-room speakers. They allow you to stream music from all your devices and your favorite cloud music sources like Pandora or Spotify. The wireless streaming has amazing sound quality, connects to any existing home Wi-Fi, and can play music in multiple rooms.
Any ideas for getting out of the house?
Let's face it, sometimes during the busy holiday season, you just want to keep things simple and go out to dinner. Outback Steakhouse has just introduced click-through seating on outback.com. That gives you access to current wait times at your local restaurant and allows you to put your name on the wait list before you even arrive so you can get seated faster.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
Yeah.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Baby, I got it.
You don't have what I wanted.
Thank God.
Yeah. But I want it in the other room. Thanks.
For a little respect.
That's all I need. Just a little bit.
All right, so Aretha is requesting respect when it comes to an unauthorized biography, i.e., then it would not be called an autobiography because auto means you write it yourself, and she wants nothing to do with this. Why is that, Kenny?
She wrote a memoir with this guy about 15 years ago, and she says that she needed to change some of the things that he wrote, and he got really mad. And
really?
He's been looking for a reason to get even, so that this is just a big trash-filled book full of lies. I think that's a quote.
And some of the juicier lies were that she was just a crazy sex addict back in the day.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And hard to believe that would happen with any rock
and
rollers.
I don't know who or where, or when, but apparently...
Bill Cosby around?
Got right. That's a good question. You know...
Yeah.
Aretha.
Aretha.
Got lungs.
All right. Well, listen, after that, I think we'll move on. Thanks very much. It's 25 after the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Here's John listening in York, Pennsylvania. Hello, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Oh, good morning. I'm waiting for tomorrow's snow, but other than that...
Why are you waiting for tomorrow? You're wasting your life. Enjoy the day today.
I do enjoy
find things to do.
Because the media
good.
Tells them it's so.
I know, right, exactly.
Well, I was listening to my wife ranting this morning. You were talking about laws and costs and everything.
Was she ranting about something that I said?
Oh, no. She listens to your show and doesn't rant.
Well, but she could rant because that's something worthwhile to rant about, frankly.
Well, some of the things, yes.
Yeah.
She was ranting about how government costs are increasing things like volunteers that want to volunteer for the Girl Scouts.
How so?
Now if you want to have a volunteer sit in at the cookie sale, they have to go through a background check, and they have to pay for that, and the volunteers are balking at it now. So, again, you have more people that aren't going to do things because of regulations and costs. And, you know, it seems to never end. It doesn't,
because you have a legislative process that encourages people to pass new laws because that's their job, recodify old laws. Who's fixing the problems? I said this the other day, wondering out loud, in frank terms, why it was that Mr. Obama felt it was so important for him to yet stir up another pot, create something that wasn't going to get done and isn't going to help, and instead of fixing all of the other problems that he and others have created, why don't you work on fixing some of the mess instead of creating more of a mess?
Well, I'm going to run for office, and my platform is going to be I am not going to have any new laws, but I'm going to sit around and quash all the old laws.
Okay. You know what? I've got a slogan for you.
Yes.
Hope and change. You want to use that?
No, I would never touch that.
Oh, you don't want to use that. Okay.
No, right. Somebody else that I don't care for use that.
All right. John, tell your wife she knows what she's talking about.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Can you imagine this is how it all rolls uphill or downhill or however, the trickle-down. Remember, everybody loved talking about Ronald Reagan, the trickle-down economic theories. Mm-hmm. This is trickle-down economics. More regulations. Again, if you didn't hear the story earlier, what I believe to be the most important story of the day, the week, maybe the month, maybe the year, all these regulations that will quietly be announced or printed and posted tomorrow after everybody's gone home for Thanksgiving, not discussed over the weekend because it's Thanksgiving weekend. That's how cynical these people are. And Richie did some research knocking around to see how much it would cost, $50 billion. Most all of the changes, there are 189 different, excuse me, 189 different regulations that will cost over $100 million apiece to enact. And it's $50 billion a year to make sure these things get done. And 225,000 people will lose their jobs because of this foolishness. That is not necessary. It just is a tribute to it. Isn't it?
Hey, listen, everybody wants a cleaner environment and do the right things. Yeah. But when you're only getting a 1.8% difference making it better, it's just not worth the cost.
All right. It's 28 after. This is a good day.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Call 1-800-377-8148.
As we near the holiday season, many of us are tempted to indulge, but those extra calories from added sugar, some of our favorite sweets and savories, can quickly add up. A recent study from Texas Tech University showed participants gained more than a pound and a half during the holiday season. Fortunately, there are lighter options that we can swap for those higher calorie foods to help prevent holiday weight. Health expert and shape editor at large, Bahar Tactician, has more.
Weight gain is something people in our country struggle with daily. Swapping full sugar Splenda sweetener products is a step in the right direction towards reducing caloric intake and living a healthier lifestyle. To provide motivation, Splenda brand has launched the 365 Sweet Swaps Initiative, providing daily tips and recipes that can help you reduce calories from added sugar all year long. Whether you're cooking or baking, Splenda sweetener products can be used almost anywhere you would use sugar.
Get inspired or share your own fresh and unexpected ways to reduce calories from added sugar using Splenda sweetener products by visiting Splenda brand Sweet Swaps site at 3.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here monitoring a lot of the same sort of yackety yak from the Ferguson circumstance. Nothing else there, Kenny, except Ferguson, right?
That's much it. Ferguson.
All right. Anything that you want to put forth that will make a difference to the ears and the minds of the people listening to the program? Or is it pretty much the same yamma yamma?
Well, it's a lot of the same stuff. People are either very upset about it or very glad and don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, let's move on then. Thank you. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to help you eat well. What do you eat that builds up your immune system so you can have a healthy holiday season? Plus what, because he's an expert on your neck, what is text necking and how do you treat that problem? You have heard all of us talk about the space, I don't know what to call it, spaceship, but the, what would you call it, the space, what is this thing that went it went 10 years out there, across millions of miles.
Space station?
No, it went to the comet. It's a space
probe.
It's a probe. Thank you, Kenny. Space probe. That is returning lots and lots of data, and then, sadly, after 3 or 4 days, it faded away. Not that that diminished the, I don't think, anyway, in
not
my mind,
all.
That diminished
that's
the
amazing.
Accomplishment of this amazing thing that flew for 10 years over tens of millions, hundreds of millions of miles, and it landed, got close enough so they could put
on a rock.
Command on Earth, sending a command to the ship to basically hook onto this rock that's traveling at who knows what speed. Was it 40,000 miles an hour or something? That was some ridiculous thing. And the thing landed. And then, because it was underneath a part of the comet that wasn't exposed to sunlight, and this thing is operating on a solar panel to keep the batteries charged up, it went dead. However, apparently, the situation after it fell silent was revisited somewhat. Scientists from the European Space Agency which had led the consortium, and NASA got involved in this to a certain extent, to find out what comets are made of. Apparently, there's a good chance that this the spacecraft called Philae, P-H-I-L-A-E, Philae, is going to be able to be revived. The malfunction that caused the probe to bounce in the gravity may turn out to be a blessing. One of the people involved in this thing said it's good luck because the thing is stuck against a wall, but when you look at the original location of where they were supposed to land, it's a flat area. They would never have seen the images and the structures of the comet wall unless they had landed it where it was landed. So this was a happy accident. It is bad luck that it bounced a bit. Good luck that all the instruments were on. So I guess what the benefit of this is they have many more pictures in order to study what the stone substance is to figure out where these things come from, what they're made of. Isn't that amazing?
Mm.
Figuring out what this space rock is made of. I'm going to bet they're going to find, don't you think, I mean, given what we know at this point, I saw something on the National Geographic the other day. It was one of the, we were in the hotel and we were watching some stuff in Chicago. I think it was National Geographic had a show on that focused on the things that have landed on our planet over the years, the comets and other space debris. And what they found as they unearthed them is that there are pieces of life attached to them. So who knows where they're coming from? I mean, can you imagine if we have basic infinity here, the universe goes on forever, and all of the planets, the millions of planets that we, billions of planets, multi-billions of planets out there. So this is
the other interesting
fascinating
thing
stuff.
Is that they said had it landed where it was supposed to land, they fear now that the electronics in it would have been burned up by the sunlight.
Yeah, sun would have been too bright.
And so now they actually got lucky, and that if it gets enough sun on the solar panel, that it can reboot.
Yeah. That's
and start recharging.
But they do have a command from
it needs, it gets 2 minutes of boot time or running time for every 30 minutes of solar time.
Yeah. So here's another story that'll blow your mind. There's a probe on its way to Pluto called New Horizons. This probe was launched in 2006, and it will land in June of next year on the planet. It's now, there are pictures that you can see of it as it passes Jupiter, which is where it is. Now, if you go to the NASA website, you can see pictures of Jupiter taken from this thing. It's going to land on Pluto next year. And we sent it out. Men figured out how to do this.
Here's the most amazing thing about this. That it goes that far. I mean, how many miles, how many millions and millions and millions of miles is it between here and Pluto?
Yeah.
And it doesn't get slammed
by
something else flying around in there.
Coming in its orbit or not its
rocks,
orbit.
Rocks, space junk, other planets.
Yeah.
Uranus. Anything could hit it.
Keep that to yourself. So anyway, I just thought it was kind of, there's so much of this dastardly stuff floating around today. This news cycle that we're in is pretty much a downer. I think it's time that we look at some of these things that we are accomplishing that are good and healthy and positive. Speaking of that, a man I know who is good and healthy and positive will join us in a few moments, Dr. Jack Stockwell, on text necking and other items of health interest for this Thanksgiving week. Meanwhile, if you're serving coffee for Thanksgiving, chop, chop. Are you serving BuzzBox coffee? You don't know about BuzzBox coffee? And you listen to this program, you don't know about BuzzBox coffee? Come on! Go to DougStephan.com. Look at the right side of most of the pages. The website is full of information about BuzzBox coffee. Big orange box. Click on that. See why I got involved in this process. What's more important here, the most important part of this, is you have access now to the best coffee in the world. the best coffee, some of the things that I hear from people who are longtime coffee drinkers. I don't know, at what age do you begin drinking coffee? Kenny, you don't drink it. Rich, you don't drink it. I don't drink it.
I have some friends who have kids at like 10, 11, 12 years old.
Really?
Drinking coffee. Man.
My daughter started drinking, I think, when she was a senior in high school. And I used to say,
man. That's usually when you start, I think, junior, senior.
College, that sort of thing. Yeah. So, anyway, to bring around the people who are coffee drinkers in your home, perhaps the best thing you ought to do is take advantage of the free offer by calling 866-456-7805. You can get BuzzBox coffee free. Yep, your first pound is free. You pay to have it shipped to you. That's it. When you open the mailbox, you smell the aroma. And when you make the coffee and you taste the flavors, you will find its impact on you is almost indescribable. That's what every person I know who drinks coffee has told me. And when they get the BuzzBox coffee thing, they put everything aside. They don't buy any Starbucks anymore. They don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. They don't go to the local hardware store. Good dog. The local convenience store. Maybe go to the hardware store, too. But you'll stick to BuzzBox because it's so good. It just is so good. So, how do you get your habits change? Call 866-456-7805 and outreach to BuzzBox. Get the first pound free, smell it, drink it. They know why. They send it to you free because they know you get hooked on it once you smell it and taste it. So take that plunge. This would be a good gift for Christmas, too. Great stocking stuffer. BuzzBox coffee. Free coffee. Wonderful coffee. The best tasting coffee is at 866-456-7805. The best part about it is it's free.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday with over 500 of the coolest Black Friday deals through 1 p.m. Friday. Like 50% off all toys and 55 to 60% off plus an extra 20% off buying jewelry. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday. Or shop Kohl's.com Monday through Friday. Find your gift. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-377-8148. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-377-8148. That's 1-800-377-8148. Call 1-800-377-8148.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell with us, one of the country's foremost NUCA chiropractors, and only a couple of dozen of them anyway. And they really do some strange and wonderful things with people's necks in the name of chiropractic. One of the things that Jack and his wife, who have practiced in Salt Lake City, have come to be recognized for is their ability to explain to people who are coming to them how important it is for your immune system to work, for your gut to work. Not necessarily anything to do directly with chiropractic adjustment in your neck, but yet something that you really need to be I think, careful about, and that's what Jack tries to preach. Not only do we have this service to help straighten out your spine and your neck and that sort of thing, which is very debilitating if it's not working right, take it from one who knows, but the other things that are in your body that also are debilitating have to do with having an unhealthy gut. So what for Thanksgiving would be your recommendation? Maybe I should just ask you what you're having for Thanksgiving dinner, and if that is the kind of thing that will help people build up their immune system. We all know that colds and flu start at this time of year, and if you have a good, strong immune system, you ward them off. So is there food that we can eat rather than taking supplements that will boost our immune system?
Well, there's a reason why, there's a reason why about 80 to 85% of our immune system is located in the gut. Because of what we, you know, our liver will throw itself on a grenade every day for us to try to purify our blood. Mm-hmm. But the major things to keep in mind, number one, is don't overeat. Overeating will always bog down the immune system. And you'll find within about 7 to 10 days after Thanksgiving meal's over with, there's going to be a rash of flu epidemics all across the country. It's not because we suddenly picked up a flu virus, because we already have it. Yeah. It will be the suppressed immune response because we overeat. We ate the wrong fats. We ate processed carbohydrates. We did everything to slow down the normal absorptive processes inside the gut. So this stuff bogs down. It ferments. It creates food for a virus that overcomes the nervous system, the immune system. And then we end up with a post-holiday sickness. You'll see it 7 to 10 days after Thanksgiving. You're going to see it 7 to 10 days after the big Christmas meals. So I'm going to be eating turkey.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be eating gravy that is made from the fat of the bird, one of the healthiest things you can possibly eat, not something out of a box. And so if you're going to fry, you want coconut oil, peanut oil, tallow, lard, butter, no vegetable oils. That always bogs down the system. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I'll have a bottle of Zypan with me all the time, which is a very strong digestive enzyme that after everything I eat, it will make sure that anything living that got into my gut that shouldn't be there will be destroyed because of the acidity. And it will help to break down the protein and fat structures that will be a part of my meal. Hey. And as far as dessert is concerned, just really light. Just go really easy with the sugar as best you can. And the more you do that, the more your friends are going to have flu in a week or 2 weeks, and you won't.
While you're there on the absorbing sugar or processing sugar that you eat, or carbs in general, I heard that if you take a little bit of vinegar, that it helps your body process the sugar.
Apple cider vinegar.
As opposed to storing it as fat.
Yes, because it increases the acidity of the stomach. And you don't get these particular foods that are getting through the gut in, or through the stomach into the gut that are in an undigested form. That becomes a nest bed for virus and bacteria that's already
in there. We got into the habit of taking a teaspoon or a capful of apple cider vinegar just once a week, just because I heard your body's pH levels.
Yep, very good for you.
Absolutely. There's no issue about it.
So should you do this around carb-heavy meals as well?
Well, the carbs really are broken down by the amylase. It's a different enzyme that begins in the mouth. Most of your saliva is amylase. Most carbohydrate digestion starts in the mouth. So what's really important is that you're trying to stay away from processed carbohydrates that do not have the normal constituency in it that carbohydrates from a tree or carbohydrates from a bush would have, that are much more complex, that take the body a longer time to break it down. The simple carbohydrates, the sugar goes right into the system. It'll be absorbed sublingually under the tongue into the bloodstream. You'll get an insulin high, and that will really seriously threaten the digestive processes of the rest of the things that you eat.
All right.
Wow.
Quick reference to text necking.
Ah. What was it? Was it 20, 30 years ago when the big ergonomic craze went through the country? And
yes.
We had to have ergonomic chairs and desks.
Yep.
And we want to look straight at the computer, and we want the keyboard straight in front of us. And we threw that all out the window with all of these digital pieces of equipment. I have so many teenage kids I'm taking care of now that used to be because of soccer headers. You know, they would hit the ball with their head and get headaches.
Yep.
Now they're getting it from iPads, iPhones, because their heads are perpetually inflection tip forward towards their tummies.
Danger, danger for your children. You'll wreck your, allow your children or any of you that are using these texting devices too much, wreck your spine. Beware. Dr. Jack Stockwell here.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look, we're all very impressed with Andy's new toy.
Toy?
T-O-Y. Toy.
Excuse me, I think the word you're searching for is Space Ranger.
The word I'm searching for, I can't say, because there's preschool toys present.
Sign of intelligent life anywhere.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
I just want you to know that even though you tried to terminate me, revenge is not an idea we promote on my planet.
Oh, well, that's good.
But we're not on my planet, are we?
Just remember what you won't have said. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me, sung by Randy Newman and Lyle Lovett from the animated movie Toy Story, which was the number one movie at the box office during this week in 1995. It was about then that they started introducing the Christmas movies before Thanksgiving, and that became, I guess, sort of the bellwether, although I don't want to spend any time on Christmas movie until after the holidays.
They've been doing that for years.
But we'll do it starting next week, Kenny, right?
Yes.
Think about Tim Allen and how much money he's made.
Yeah.
I mean, the Santa Claus movies.
He was smart.
And the Toy Story movies. Oh, my goodness.
Smart. Good for him. Chuck Curry is also smart. Good for him. What did you say?
I said he was fortunate. At least he was part of two good Christmas movies. Even if you make an actor makes a bad Christmas movie, they play at Christmas time no matter what.
Right.
So good, bad, indifferent. They have constant run for decades upon decades.
Chucker has the list of where you can see the new Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer in theaters. It's going to start running this Friday. So we'll talk about that and other movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
It's the holidays. And for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and
and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
Chuck Curry is our movie man on Good Day here every day at this time, talking about things that are video related, DVD related, movie related, etc., etc. So the fact that Disney and Lucasfilm are awakening the audience somewhat slowly, albeit in sort of I'm looking at this places where if I was in Los Angeles where I could go, the Century City Mall has it there. Here in Boston, there's one downtown on the Commons. The question comes as to why they don't put the Star Wars Force Awakening trailer in every theater where it's going to play.
Well, here's the bottom line. I don't know if people know this, but I'll tell you a little secret, Doug. There's a thing called the Internet, and I almost guarantee you that within 24 hours, you'll be able to see that trailer
everywhere.
On the Internet. So if you can't get to that specific theater, don't lose sleep.
No. Well, I just think it's interesting that they
I didn't think you were going to camp out to see that trailer a few days before.
But
right?
Do you think some people might?
In this day and age, yeah, maybe a handful, but not like they would have did, 20 years ago.
Because I can pick up my phone, search the Internet, and see it.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, what's your movie news?
Two bits of news. Well-respected TV director Michelle McLaren, who's helmed episodes of Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, has been signed by Warner Brothers to direct their standalone Wonder Woman movie, which will star actress Gal Gadot, she of Fast and the Furious fame. The character and actress will make the first appearance as Wonder Woman in Batman vs. Superman, and then follow that up with the Justice League film. So Wonder Woman, standalone film, which a lot of people have wanted to see for the last probably 10 years, will finally happen sometime production in the next year. And actor Christoph Waltz, who is going to play the villain in the new James Bond movie, rumors are flying that he's going to play the character of Blofeld, originally created by Donald Pleasence and also Telly Savalas in two Bond films many decades ago.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.